Salam everyone. The weekly conversation with Maitreya is open to everyone. You can raise your hand and ask your questions. Please keep your questions on topic, mission of Maitreya, eternal divine path. We ask everyone to go to our website and learn the teaching first, so your questions will be on topic. Those who have not gone to our website and do not know our teachings will not have my privilege. Be articulate and keep your questions in the spirit of learning and inquiry. Be a seeker and empty the cup of your previous knowing for the new wine of God. Keep the questions in the highest level. Ask about the teachings and be mindful that you are holding the energy at its highest. Send the questions which are too personal and or are not related to the teachings to questions@maitreya.org. Questions will be taken in text also, but only one at a time. Treat the room as being in our cyber church and hearing a lecture. Please listen to the complete answer to your last question before typing another question. If you would like to listen to Maitreya's previous lectures, satsangs, we already have them running 24 hours a day in the room, Discourses by Maitreya, God's Words Continuously. Religious Groups section. Salam and welcome to everyone.
Salam everyone, welcome to the mission and this new revelation of God. This is a revelation that have been prophesied to come, and all the backing and the proof has been given to humanity now. Indeed, the sooner humanity to recognize that there is only one God, He indeed is alive and in control, it is time for humans to turn around and face God and His words and His revelation, have a manual of how to go back home. The sooner we will stop the war and will bring peace to humanity, and we will know that we are one human, one body in God. We are the children of the same being. And the sooner we understand this and read this revelation and see how much truth and explanation has been given, and everything that has been a confusion in the past, they no longer are confusing. Indeed, if you understand the teaching in the deepest level and have the slightest spirit of God in you, you will see this clearly, that God is calling you to action and following the eternal divine path. There is nothing really left behind. Even the name of God has been given to you, and therefore now you can call the true name of God within and know His will directly based on the Word of God. Those who have read about the name of God in the website not necessarily will know the name of God until they purify themselves and indeed see this mission as a complete package. And every part is interrelated to other parts, and you have to accept the whole package before you can hear the word and become it. The whole base of our teaching, of course, is the eternal divine path, which shows each religions of the world have one clear message for humanity, and each religion on earth have one of these messages. When you put them together, then you can see a path, a truth that you can implement in your life wherever you are. Indeed, you don't have to wait for the communities of light to be formed and then start following the eternal divine path, but you can implement the eternal divine path right now where you are. That means start meditating, awakening your spiritual forces, seeing yourself directly, going to the essence that stillness that been revealed to you through the word. Therefore, knowing that indeed God is within you and you and God are one. There is no separation between your essence and God. The only thing is keeping us from experiencing this is our ego, which we are attached to, our concepts, our background, our psychological problem, our subconscious mind, and what we have been taught, and we believe that is the truth of where we have been born and live. Then you come out of that state of oneness and stillness, then you know the will of God is to create the communities of light. You can start from your wife, your husband, your children, your family, and show that the stillness and goodness and Godness in you to them, and be patient and strong and create the character of godliness, and therefore they can see God in you also. That is what we are looking for those who can reach that stillness, that godliness, that purity which is within every man and woman and child. And when you experience that, you don't want to be impure, you don't want to do things that God said don't do, and therefore you become an example wherever you are, and you can attract godliness around you, and you bring the beauty of God in your environment, and you can reach the rest of humanity and teach them also to experience the same thing. In the golden age, many will experience this state, and indeed we expect that many reach pure consciousness in 1,000 years, as you can study the Hindu religion, and they have stories about munis and mahatmas and yogis that have reached pure consciousness many, many thousands of years ago, and probably 12,000 years ago. Indeed, the organization I was belonged to, Ananda Marga, they have a place called Ananda Nagar, which they have places, they have signs where the yogis reached pure consciousness and left their body. Therefore, that is how you reach heaven, God, return home. Heaven is not a place that has physical attribute. How can you be in heaven if it has physical attribute? If it has a physical attribute, therefore ego will exist in it. And wherever ego is, cannot be the ultimate. Therefore, those who are hoping that they will go to heaven and will have 72 virgin as their companions are absolutely incorrect. And those who explain heaven as a beautiful place which has a lot of tangible thing in them, they also do not know the truth. Of course, there is no wonder, because God said everything will be a mystery until this revelation come. Now in this revelation, of course, we can see the truth have been revealed. The only way to go to heaven is to reach pure consciousness. In that state, there is no mind, there is no physical attribute, a place that have explained with many religions, and they have even made music, and they have depicted the hell, how the hell looks like. Of course, the hell might exist, because between death and rebirth, we have to learn our lessons, and therefore our ego might feel fear and destruction and imagined situations that great suffering will come to it because of our actions in our previous lives. But if we learn our lessons, we'll not do the same karmic actions that we have done. Of course, they are going to be taken away from us, and we will not have any karmic weight. So we will be free, and eventually we reach a point that we will have a very little karma given to us so we can stay in this body. Therefore, the explanation of all the mysteries to this point now is revealed to man, and those who are still hanging into their religions and their own understanding, they are missing the boat. They do not know the truth. They are following dogmas, their preachers, their environment, their religion, the man-made dogmas. They do not know the truth. And indeed, we have to have great compassion on them that they are so lost. Now, of course, this has come to humanity, but it is a little seed in the ocean of weed and dogmas, and therefore we have to be able to see that we have been called for a great task to also reach to other people and teach them, to educate them, to reveal to them the truth of the things that they say, that there is seven revelation, that all of them have come by Christ, and indeed he is the only way. No one goes to the Father but through him, through the word of God which has come through him. But in one sense, him as the form of human is not that important, although the manifestation of Christ is as important as the transcendental state of God. They both are necessary in order to bring the word of God to man and guide them to go to God. Therefore, when Christ said, "I am the only way," indeed, he has been saying the truth. There is no other way but the word of God. But the word of God was a mystery until this revelation came. Therefore, now this mystery is no longer. You can know the exact word of God and how to understand his creation and how to go back home. To go back home is through the Christ that have revealed the word of God to man. If humanity understand that, then we will see there is no separation between Jews, Hindus, Buddhists, Christians, Muslims. Indeed, they had many fights and wars and destructive tendencies toward either killing one another or converting the other part to their way of thinking and religion. And they all have been adamant that they have the correct way. Now we tell them that all of you had a part of the way and none of you have the whole way or the correct way. The correct way is the eternal divine path. Those who resist this truth, they can go on and have war and destruction and killing and environment that brings fear and insecurity to whole humanity. But our way is the way of peace. Our way is the way of unification of all religion. But it needs a great leap of faith and also a great change of heart and mind of humanity. Each have to recognize that they do not belong to any specific location or part of earth, but the whole earth belongs to God and they are one with God and they belong to the universe. So they have to shatter all the cultural, all the individual, and all the narrow views that have been imposed on them in this lifetime. Of course, those who are elect, they have been born in so many lifetimes that it is easy for them to do. Indeed, they already have been released from that kind of feelings, and they are more in tune with God's will, which look at earth as one earth, not as many artificially disconnected nations and culture and this and that. Therefore, we have to go beyond those things and we have to understand this truth in a way it's been presented and revealed to humanity through the mission. Lou's asking, these yogis who have reached pure consciousness, do they come back to Earth with full consciousness? Those who reach pure consciousness, there are two kinds. There are perfect guru or perfect masters. They are the one that they indeed experience the oneness with God through the use of the word and the process that we just revealed to humanity. And they indeed experience the oneness with God beyond mind, and they recognize what is infinity, what is eternity, what is forever. They no longer try to intellectually explain this, but they have no doubt. They have no problem with it whatsoever. They can stay there, they can become one with God, and will not have to or do not have to return, but God might send them back and create a little karma for them so they can come and stay in the body, and therefore they can teach others in the same lifetime that they have reached pure consciousness. And there are those that they have reached pure consciousness, and then there are things to be done, and God decides to send them back into body again. Again, there is a little karma created for them, and they come back to the body as known as avatars. From the childhood, they are different. They usually are much more meditative and sometimes even aloof, but there is something very attractive about them, that everybody are attracted to the child, and they usually eventually recognize they have a mission. They become the teachers, they become gurus, they become rabbis, they become mullahs, they become Brahmins, they become spiritual teachers. But usually they have a more universal point of the view than dogmatic way of the religion. Therefore, there are two kinds of reaching pure consciousness. And of course, there are a state of the first begotten Son of God, which we can call him Paramaha-avatar. And that is the first begotten Son, or the Spirit of God, that which came to the creation, went through the eternal divine path and returned back to God. And that's when the Bible says, and God saw the light that it was good. Because of the first begotten Son going through the eternal divine path, the whole creation and the history is being created for man to reach this point that now they recognize there is only one God, the way back is eternal divine path, and they are instructed to close their eyes, meditate, go through the process of meditation, hear the name of God, and eventually become one with the light and recognize the oneness with God. Indeed, that is what heaven is. Therefore, three stages of pure consciousness: the Satguru or perfect master, state of reaching pure consciousness and returning back to the body and still continuing living in the body. The state of avatar that reaches pure consciousness and comes back to the body later in other lifetimes to help humanity. And a state of the first begotten Son or Christ, which is the full Spirit of God who came to earth, and usually the major manifestation, the Messiah, the major prophets, all have been the same Spirit which have come to earth. Of course, since the Spirit needs a body, usually God chooses a human body to manifest this Spirit. Usually he comes with a lot of prophecies and absolute backing of the many evidence that indeed this is the Spirit of God have been sent back to man. And those are the words that create the scriptures and the word of God in the scriptures to this point. And of course, in this point, the whole revelation and mystery of God is brought to man through the same Spirit. And that is why he is the only way. So we can see that pure consciousness is open to every man, woman, and child to go back to God and become one with Him, but they cannot do it by their own understanding and meditation, but through the word of Christ, which are the scriptures. Therefore, we can see that reaching pure consciousness is still, you have to know the word of God. You cannot just say, well, I am God and that's it. I am God and nobody else is God. You can see there is God, there is the first begotten Son, avatars, Satgurus or perfect masters, and then humanity, which all struggling beings with their ego. And if they can understand this, they can start from where they are. Just imagining your God is not enough. It is true, your essence is same as God. But becoming a perfect master or an avatar is a process of going through the eternal divine path and eventually experiencing the oneness with God. And then you can say, yes, I have experienced infinity, eternity, purity of God, the light, and I have returned. And even then, the claim have to be followed with the action. You will become a soldier of God. You become an elect. You will put all your effort to awaken your spiritual forces, creation of the communities of light, sacrifice for the community, surrender and submit to the will of God for you. You might be an avatar, but you have come here to sweep the floor of the temple of God. You accept that as the will of God for that lifetime. In this lifetime, I like to reach out and touch humanity. If I had the resources and the ability God has been given to me, but apparently this time is the life of the thief of the night, and I will call only few dedicated people to this task. I eventually have to accept that, although I personally like to put advertisements all over the world to announce this to everyone, try to change everyone to this beautiful revelation and the will of God overnight. But that is not supposed to happen. That is why the resources is not coming. The outreach is not as great. And those who hear it, many cannot completely overcome their ego, and they are not coming forward with the wholehearted 100%. And therefore, the conclusion is, you have to accept this is the thief of the night. Therefore, it's going to be very hidden, and few will see it clearly and dedicate their life completely to it. The next lifetime and the one after, and eventually this will manifest, because there is so much truth in this revelation that indeed it is the guide and light for humanity to come together. But Earth is not ready for it. Earth is still in ego trip and separation and destruction tendencies. And no matter how much we tell them that it's not the way to go, when people are not ready to hear or see or submit themselves to a new truth, they will not do it, or they can't do it, because they're so gross in their own world and their own understandings. So an avatar doesn't mean he sits at the top of a table and everybody worship him, but it means a person who accept the will of God for them 100%. They do not have ego that say, no, I have to be someone, I have to be to something, I have to be great, I have to be number one. Who, me, and sweeping the floor? That is beyond an avatar. I'm an avatar, I don't sweep the floor, I will have to sit on the throne and everybody worship me. So this is a lot of misconception out there about who is an avatar. An avatar follows the eternal divine path perfectly. So we can see that indeed all the truth have come to man now, and the religion of the world are unified. if the Christian and Jews and Muslim and Hindus and Buddhists don't like this, doesn't make any difference. The revelation is here. The will of God is revealed to humanity. That's what they said. In one sense, the Messiah or the teacher is not important, as he is just a messenger. He brings the will of God to man and reveals it to them. If you shoot him, if you kill him, if you hang him, if you crucify him, if you don't like him, if you yell at him, or if you come and say you're wrong, you're devil, you're this and that, it doesn't make any difference whatsoever. It is God who has decided this is the way it's going to happen, and now the wheel of the karma or decision churning toward that finality. Ever listen to the will of God, the words of God in the scriptures. Do not become attached to the revealer, but what is revealed. Don't look at the revealer. Oh, he walks, he talks, he eats, he sits, he does everything like every other humans. But what did he reveal? What was the message? What is the truth behind him? This revelation also has been perfected, revealed to humanity. Indeed, nothing has been kept secret anymore or away from man. It's all given to them. So if they want to have the great understanding of God, go to our website, come to our rooms, come to these satsangs. Ask questions, seek, search. It is all being indeed answered. There is nothing that is not been explained and revealed to humanity. Indeed, man has no excuse to say, I didn't know. Nobody came and tell me that there is an eternal divine path. Nobody tell me that Islam also is sent by God. Nobody tell me Baha'is also is a religion God said will come. Nobody told me that Christianity and Christ indeed was the Christ and the Messiah that we were waiting for. Nobody told me that there is more than mystical path. Now it has been revealed. Internet has been created that all will see it and hear it. And those even who do not have internet, those who have internet have to tell them. That's why we need the contact people to come to internet, learn about this teaching, and take them to those who either do not have internet or cannot find the website. So the contacts, we tell them the website, we tell them what is in the website, and encourage them also to have a computer, connect to the internet, and read it for themselves. That's why we need people who can translate these teachings to all languages. Therefore, people can even read it and understand it in their own languages. These efforts all are to educate, to reach every human, to reach every man and woman and child, and let them know that indeed God exists. There is only one God, and all of us are His children, and this revelation is for everyone. And those who indeed are elect are Paraviprasas. They support the mission with all their beings. They become great leaders and come and join me. They become great teachers that we can send to the contacts. And the contacts can create an environment that those teachers can come and give lectures and teaching to them. So the whole system is being set up to reach every man and woman and child through education and make them realize there is only one God. And no other religion can unify humanity but this one. There's too much blood, there's too much hate, there's too much misunderstanding, there's too much misconception between all religions. And they're going to have a hard time to see that they both are from the same God. Indeed, people from different religions come to our room and say, how this is done and unified? Great. We have some questions, and we go to Dan.
Shalom, Maitreya. Earlier in the week, I was reading within commentaries on St. Matthew in Tablet 10, basically whether we store treasures here on earth or up in heaven, because that's where your heart is going to be also. The question that I had in relation to this was whether after we leave this earth, are we still going to be attached to Maya if we store up treasures here on earth instead of in heaven? Shalom, and all thanks to God.
As far as we are in the body, we are attached to what we have on earth and the treasure we put here. But at the time we die, usually we are detached from this body, and this lifetime, the only thing we take with us is our ego. Of course, in that ego still might be some memories of the previous lifetime or who we were and what we have. So when we return, we might still seek to obtain what we had. It depends how much our ego is attached to an object or what we have in this earth, and also what is the lessons we have to learn in the next lifetime. So in a sense, it's not a black and white answer. It depends upon a lot of factors. So we were attached to this external world and our treasure in such a way that when we leave our body, the last thing we think is, oh, we lost all this treasure. Then it's going to stay with us because that was our last thought. That's why meditation and having a life of godliness make us at the time of the death to think about God, not our possession on this earth. And that moment of death is a very important moment for people or humanity. Are we thinking about God or are we thinking about other things? That's why in Buddhism, they have people who are trained to direct the dying person through the bardu, or the tunnel of death, or that the state that they have to go through. In other religions also, they read scriptures to the person at the time of death. I remember that they used to read Quran when the people were dying very close to death. And I'm sure in other religions also have similar things that they do to the people at the time of death. So it's very important to know what that person at that moment was thinking about. If they are still attached to their external world, of course, they shall return and learn their lesson not to be attached to this external world, but put their treasure where God is. That means that all have to go toward the creation of the communities of light, meditation, creation of the environment that people become godly and eventually bring the kingdom of God on earth. But if I'm hanging to my treasure on earth because I'm afraid to let go, then we are attached to the external world instead of being released to God. But if we can create the communities of light with the people have some treasure, so they can stay alive in the body, their physical body, but they're not attached to it, that's okay, because as a part of our teaching is physiological and safety, and it has to be taken care of. That's the idea, to create environment that all humanity have their physiological and safety need, education and medicine is free for all humanity. So when they come to earth, they don't have to think about treasures and put things away and pile up the wealth. They are afraid they might not be secure at the old age, but they know that community will take care of them. Therefore, they don't have to worry about those things. And then they can put their treasure where God is and become godly, follow eternal divine path. So we can see again, the communities of light is the answer to release man from their fear and attachments and insecurity. Therefore, they can concentrate on God. So it depends on a lot of factors, and also at the time you're dying, what you're thinking. But that's what Christ is saying in that verse, is that put your treasure in heaven. So at the time of death, you don't have anything on earth to be attached to. The only thing you are going to think about is God. I hope that answered your question. If it didn't, you can follow up. Now we can go to Brahmamurti.
I was wondering about the prophecy of the coming of the thief of the night, like coming of a thief of night, if that also could relate to the personal struggle. One hears the truth, realizes it is the truth, but doesn't yet follow it completely. Maybe it even relates to the elect, because we know there are a lot of people who have heard about this mission, and maybe some of them even know the teachings very well, but yet we in the mission, we don't hear that much about them. Thank you.
Yeah, it could be also related to individual, because when you hear it, you see the vision, the truth, you jump and you say, that makes sense to me. And you think because it makes sense to you, it's going to make sense to everybody else also. And then you reach out and you see the other people don't see it. You're amazed that how come such a simple, beautiful, right to the point truth is not seen with other people. So you become lonelier and lonelier in your quest because you recognize that indeed you are alone in seeing this vision. So you either give up and say, oh, maybe it's too much, I can handle it. Or you say, no, I know it is the truth, but maybe the other people don't see it. So you become kind of a thief in the middle of those who cannot see. And you might feel lonely, alone, fearful, or everything that might come to you. But eventually you have to reach a point and say, it doesn't matter to me. It doesn't make any difference. Even if one soul in the universe don't believe in me or don't believe in this revelation truth, the truth is this is from God. This is my religion. This is the truth. And I'm going to stay with it. I don't care if they see it or not. So that original euphoria and the feeling of acceleration that comes to those people who this vision have to be remembered, have to be meditated on. That's why God says, remember how you received it in the beginning. It is very accelerating experience that, yeah, it makes sense. If there is one God, why so many religions? If God said it's not going to be revealed, the whole thing, until the seventh angel come, and seventh angel is going to open the book sealed with the seventh seal, and he will reveal the seventh seal to humanity and shows the temple of God and will reveal the holiest of the holies, it's all there. Prophecies, genealogy, this, everything he says, yeah. This person has indeed brought the truth, and it makes sense to me, and it does make sense. Therefore, my conclusion is I don't care. I personally believe in this, and therefore you become a thief of the night. You become one person, one soldier in the middle of many who probably look at you as you're crazy. Yes, indeed, you become a soldier, a lonely soldier by yourself. That's why we want, again, contacts. We want to create more and more. The number is the hand of God. If you don't have hand, you can't get things done. You are crippled. As we spread and more people will see this vision, we will have hand all over the world. Therefore, we can reach more and more to humanity and educate them, let them see that their way is not going to work. Not everybody is going to become Christian. Not everybody is going to become a Muslim. Not everybody is going to become a Jew or Hindu or Buddhist. But if they see they are a part of a greater truth, if they recognize God said only the seventh angel will bring the whole truth, and he has to be from the line of the tribe of Judah, and on, okay. I'm not really giving up my religion, but I'm incorporating it to a greater truth that God said it will come at the end time. As our number increases, there will reach the critical mass and the kingdom, and this revelation will be accepted by humanity, and they will see indeed they are brothers and sisters. They have to forgo their egos. They have to reach to a space and also share. And therefore, the physiological and safety need will be provided for everyone. And the only thing is left is to live in the communes of light, create an environment that people can go and live wherever they want and progress the way God intended for them to progress, and many will reach pure consciousness and experience God. So we can see indeed God has given the way out. Therefore, we have to see this clearly in God's revelation. I hope that answers your question. We go to Atina. Go ahead, Atina.
Shalom, Maitreya. Shalom, everyone. Maitreya, I want to expand, maybe go back to the question that Dan had, and you brought up how in the Buddhist religion there's people that guide others who are dying through, I think you said, bardo. For those of us who are familiar with the teachings of the mission, at our time of death, can we focus on or use the guided meditation technique you have given us, where we go past the stars to the center of the universe? Would that be also something we could do for ourselves at the time of death? That's my question. Shalom.
Absolutely. If you are still conscious enough to go through the process, that would be great. You can do that. And if you are not, then people can read though for you, and you can listen to though and the Word of God and remember eternal divine path, direct you toward the revelation of God to you and humanity, and therefore you can think about God, His revelation, His plan, how He said there will be seven revelation, and at the seven revelation the whole truth will come, and on and on. So you will think about God at that time. Maybe even after a while, a specific places in though will become more prevalent to read at the time of death for those who are in the deathbed. They read parts that it direct the consciousness toward God more than other places, because though covers so many subjects. So after a while, some people might come with the idea, if you read this part, people will be more thinking about God. But in our teaching, hopefully, the whole idea of meditation, awakening of spiritual forces, creation of communities, sacrifice, becoming surrendered and submit to God, and become universalist, have affected the person so much that at the time of death, they have no problem whatsoever to go to God directly and have no problem detaching themselves from the treasures of this world. They recognize that they are in this world, but not of it. They are indeed are the child of God, and they want to go to God. If they have experienced the Word, if they have experienced the oneness, at the time of death, they can go to that oneness and stay. So the next time they come back as an avatar, as a person who has reached pure consciousness and has returned. So indeed, it is a good idea. If you have still the consciousness to go to that state, great. Go to that state and stay there. But still they can read to them, because they might lose consciousness while in that state. Help them in any way possible. At the time of death, everybody, a community, should come together and help the person to remember God as much as possible. And read to them, remind them of meditation, of the pure consciousness, of revelation, and any way they can help. Absolutely. I hope that answers your question. This is the room that claims that all religions of the world are unified, and calling humanity to go to our website and come to our rooms, come here, and see indeed there is one God who has sent all revelations to humanity. They are not separated. Man indeed have to recognize and realize that they are brothers and sisters. And before this revelation, no other religion will be able to unify them, as they have been at it for thousands and hundreds of years. And now they are called to see that all of them has been sent to humanity for a reason. And none of them came at the end time. 2,000 years ago was not in time. 4,000 years ago was not the end time. 7,000 years ago was not the end time. 12,000 years ago was not the end time. 1,400 years ago was not the time. And 300 years ago was not the end time. So we can see God accelerate the revelation of the truth after Prophet Muhammad. It took 1,400 years for the next prophet to come. Then it took 200 years and then 30 years later. So we can see it accelerated the last revelations. And now indeed this revelation reveals the whole truth. This revelation unifies all religion. And it has all the backing and the proofs of God that it is true. And it's a call to all Muslim, Hindus, Buddhists, Christian, Jews to come and see this truth. And you out there as representative of this revelation are very important part. You have to do your part. I have done my part. I have revealed the revelation. I completed it, perfected it, put it in the website, reached out, and I'm still reaching out. But you also are important part to reach out wherever you are. Therefore, you can also educate and teach also that this revelation can bring unity between humanity. And indeed, that is the way humanity is going. They cannot fight with each other forever. And any wars and destruction will come to them. It's going to be so devastating that these wars are no longer with the sword, or only 100 or 1,000 people will die, as we saw in the Second World and First World War. Millions die, maybe even billions this time. And eventually humans have to be shaken up to this truth that they can go on with this. They cannot just hate each other and be separated. God doesn't hate them. God looks at them as His children. There is no difference or separation between them. Nobody is superior or inferior. They are all created by one God. The only difference is who is blessed, who has the grace with them. If we follow eternal divine path, indeed we will have the grace with us and we are chosen. Therefore, become a chosen, become an elect, follow eternal divine path, reach out, teach, become a contact, translate our teaching to our languages, reach out to humanity in any way you can, and let's bring the kingdom of God on earth. I can see our time is up. This room is open almost every Saturday at 2 o'clock Mountain Standard Time, and our website is full of answers and teachings. You can go and ask your question. You can send question at maitreya.org to the mission. You can come to our rooms and talk with the people in the Pal Talk. You can become a contact person. If you know the teaching, you can start other rooms in Pal Talk, or you can open the same rooms in other times. So dedicate your life to God completely. So at the time of death, remember eternal divine path, God, and go to Him. And next time, return even stronger for the mission and His will. Be good, be with God, and meditate on these wonderful revelations, and know that indeed you are a child of God. Salam, everybody.